all, good morning, good evening around the world, whatever time it is where you are. So I wanted to come on since we had Mother's Day in the U.S. yesterday, and I know a lot of people were thinking about, of course, children and moms and grandma and aunties and everybody. But this is one of the messages that the divine wanted to have me share, because it was something that actually occurred in my life. And one of the things that occurred in my life was that the dark side was trying to use my children to keep me off of this path. Okay. And so what God did was God sent me overseas, and my children, their dads did not want them to go. So I married my husband, who's from another country, and the plan was to take the kids over with me, but their dads didn't want them to go, naturally. And you know how men are, that's an opportunity for them to get out of child support. Okay, so not both of them, you know, but also that's an opportunity to maintain control. So I had to leave my children with their dads, and the reason why I did it is because that's the path I had to take, and that's what God said to do. I had to go overseas. And people don't understand it when they're not in it, when you have to do things the way you have to do them on a spiritual path. You know, you got people out here that may have custody, and I'm still the custodial parent. They're just staying with their dads, but you got people out here that may have their children living in home with them, but they're still on bullshit. Furthermore, the other thing is, so when I came back after like 4 months or whatever. And when you're going through a divorce and your place of residence is not stable, you don't need to be dragging children around with you if you can help it. Okay. And their dads both live in houses, own their houses. So there would have been no purpose in me getting my children back as soon as I came to the U.S. when I was sleeping on a friend's couch. Where were my children supposed to be when she was living in a 2-bedroom apartment with 3 kids herself? Where were my children supposed to be? So see, people don't know the intricacies, but I'm putting it out there because I know how some people can be. Well, why they live with your dads or whatever. And I've had to address this before on my main channel. The reason why they live with their dads is because I asked God for a break. That's why. And I said, well, God, if you're going to have me on this spiritual path, you're going to have to make something happen, because I'm doing too much and I'm going to break down under this stress. I can't do all the mommy duty and serve the fucking world. I did it all for all their lives. They've lived with me up until, you know, what was it? Late 2019. My daughter's about to be 13. So I did it by myself. I mean, not saying that their dads didn't, you know, help and they didn't visit and all that. But as far as living, they were living in my house and I was doing all the running and the ripping, taking them to school every day, picking them up, doing everything. I was doing it all, including running a channel in another sector, doing tarot you know, whatever else needed to be done, including health management and all that. And I know there's moms out there that do it, but people need to keep in mind that I have sickle cell. I have a limited amount of energy. So I can't run around like a chicken with my head cut off doing it all and not collapse and not get sick. Not, you know, God has been good to me. The Most High has been very good to me in keeping my body strong, and I know how to take care of myself. But rest is very important, and I was under a lot of fucking stress, okay? And I needed a break. So me going overseas was that break, not only just because I got married, but the children, we wanted the children to come over. Or what was or the other idea was, when we were together, we were thinking about moving to the U.S. But the reason why we didn't get married in the U.S. is because it costs a lot of fucking money to get a K-1, also known as a fiance visa. It costs too much fucking money. And there's a lot of that combined with flights back and forth between U.S. and Finland and all of that. That shit is very fucking expensive. It costs me enough to go over there just as one person. So getting married in the U.S. would have been hell of a lot more expensive than getting married over there. You know, plus the aspect of, you know, I had a damn near $500 a month car payment, rent, all kind of fucking bills on top of trying to pay for, you know, help pay for other shit. Like, it was just too much. But even before I met him, it was just like, I was too stressed. I was tired. I was beat down and I was fucking tired. And I knew, like, if you don't give me some kind of out, I'm not going to get on my path. I'm not going to do what you want me to do because I don't have the energy. And my children were being used by the dark side and by my family as a fucking anchor. My family refused to help me with my children. Do you understand that? They fucking refused. They wouldn't come and get my kids for a weekend. We lived right up the road, 30 miles away. They wouldn't get my kids for a weekend. If we came to visit them for a holiday, I was there, so it was in a break. I'm there doing everything still. I'm just at somebody else's house visiting. The only time my children have ever been taken into somebody else's care was when I got sick and ended up in the hospital, or when they were visiting their dads. Other than that, it hasn't been a situation where I'm allowed to have 1 weekend out of the month to myself, or 1 week out of the summer. Like I said, they would go with their dads. But as far as my family did not help me with any of that. It was too much fucking stress. So now I have the break that I wanted, and God has got me doing the work that I'm supposed to do. When my children are supposed to come back with me, then they will. But now is not the time, because I'm just getting started. And part of the reason why it's been such a delay is because of interfering family members, my children being used as an anchor and a blockage, and also because of interfering relationships with men who were jealous of me and who only wanted to use me for what I could do for them, which is why I'm divorcing now. And the problem about the black community is they expect black women to do it all and never get tired. I was fucking tired. Period. It gets to be too much sometimes when you're doing all of that and, you know, trying to, you know, make sure everything's taken care of. You're taking care of everybody but you. And even though you're taking care of you, you less. I was doing too much. That's why God said, no, set them over here with their dads. They have their own houses, which I do not. By the way, they own houses in nice suburban neighborhoods. They're grounded. They're very good with children. They've been great dads. You know, even if me and them have had a couple, you know, tiffs in the past, my children have never gone without anything in that respect. So God said, no, they go here. And then you get your break and you do what I have you doing. And anybody that's got a problem with it, I don't give a fuck. That's one of the reasons why I don't speak to my family, is because they tried to hold that against me. Why they got to stay with their dads? Because that's how it is, motherfucker. Where were you as a grandmother to help out? Where were you? And then that same piece of shit tried to then guilt trip the dad and say, well, I want to spend time with them. You weren't trying to spend time with them when they were with me. So now you're going to try to guilt trip and control the dad and demand that their father bring them around when you feel like it and meet up with you when you say. The devil is a liar and you a liar too. So God split all of that shit up. My children were taken into seclusion away from narcissistic, sociopathic, psychopathic, treacherous fucking family members that, because they couldn't break me, they were going to try to break my children. So the children were being used by the dark side as a blockage because I couldn't do what I needed to do. I didn't have the energy. My children were also experiencing bullying at these shitty ass South Carolina schools. Not all of the schools, but the one in particular where we lived, they were experiencing bullying because they're empaths. I was having problems with neighbors. I wanted to move, but things weren't opening up. And so when the opportunity came for me to move overseas, you goddamn right I did it. because I had to get my children out of that location. It was too much demonic activity and attack. My son was having nosebleeds, hemorrhaging nosebleeds because of the fucking black magic witchcraft put on us. Nosebleeds. And the nosebleeds were so fucking bad that he was soaked through 2 paper towels. So you goddamn right I went overseas and I sent them to a safe locations away from all of that shit. And they haven't had any of those problems since. Soon as my son moved, the nosebleeds stopped. As soon as we fucking left. There were bitches in my fucking apartment complex and in my building that did not like me that I didn't even fucking know. And when they found out I was moving to Europe, they stopped speaking to me. Some of them I didn't know. I would just feel the energy, and others of them, they would always speak and smile when my children were with me. But when my children moved with their dads right before I packed up and went to Europe, one of them asked me where my children were, and I said they live with their dads now because I'm moving overseas. And I'm not sure when I'm coming back exactly, but it'll be a couple months at least. That old cracker, crunching, black ass, ashy foot bitch stopped speaking to me after that. Because she found out, oh, she's moving to Europe and marrying a white man. And she ain't got to take care of her kids no more. She can be free and feminine. She can live the life. She can have some happiness finally. After doing everything and being beat down to a fucking pulp. Somebody gonna take care of her now. So anybody coming around me with that spirit, I've eliminated. You know, I had to rebuke people for questioning why I don't speak to my family, trying to force me to have contact with them. That is the quickest way you will get cut out of my life and the quickest way that I will stop speaking to anybody. People have no idea the kind of shit that I've been through, and then they question why I'm very suspicious of people. I'm very concerned about people's true intentions and why I isolate. They wonder why. Then, of course, when the shit didn't work with the husband, guess what? Family didn't give a fuck. They didn't give a fuck before. They was mad because I went and jealous. And then when it didn't work, they were sitting back laughing, basically like, that's what you get. So now that I'm going to be successful, all of their black asses can burn in hell. The only one that I don't wish that on is my niece and my brother, because they weren't treacherous towards me. But the rest of them, fuck them. And I mean it just like that. I don't know if I will ever reconcile with them. I don't give a fuck. I'm not interested. If God decides, or the Most High says it's time, then it'll be time. That's not up to me. I ain't worried about it. Because I know the kinds of blockages that I had, stuff that I don't talk about, things that happened to me that I don't talk about as a result of these fucking family members. And I have no respect for them. When I was showing them respect, they still tread me down like they were, you know, stomping on grapes in the wine press. They threw me in the fucking wine press when I was so-called having respect. I don't have no motherfucking respect. Fuck all of them. And I don't forgive a goddamn bit of it. And some people may say, well, oh, that's me. I don't give a fuck. You don't know what's been done. People have wished death upon me. People have laughed when I got abused. People have lied and created all kinds of smear campaigns. So-called friends, so-called family members have lied and gossiped about me, have done black magic to ensure that I would attract abusers. And even when the black magic was broken and I attracted somebody good, they then did a ritual to turn the person crazy against me so that they snapped on me, which is what happened in my marriage. The motherfucker snapped on me because bitches were doing magic on the marriage. because they were that fucking jealous of it. That a white man married a black woman and that a black woman got to move out of the shithole in Columbia, South Carolina to Finland, where people drive Mercedes and Volvos and BMWs and you know, high-end cars as if they're Fords, as if they're Toyotas. They were extremely jealous. And even if that was a setup with him being, you know, a potential gang stalker and somebody who was sent in, it don't fucking matter. The fact is, I'm doing what I need to do. I don't have any more lifetimes to get this done. So if my children have to stay with their dads while I organize some shit and build some shit, that's what the fuck they're gonna do. Nobody ever questions these niggas and black men that are out here running the streets and doing and grinding and doing what they want to do, and they only seeing their kids once a fucking year, some of them. Some of them don't see their kids at all. And they busy living in big fancy houses, driving nice cars and shit because they grinding, right? And the mamas is living in Section 8, some of them. The mamas is living with their mamas. The mamas is barely getting by. Why? Because the onus was put on the mother and the mother's been imprisoned and shackled with the children and not able to do the things that she needs to do and have some freedom. Part of manifesting is having freedom. If you're not free, it's hard for you to manifest. And I hate that element of the black community of them expecting black women to do everything. And they find it abnormal if the child lives with the dad. Like, what's wrong with that or whatever? And I'm not mad at anybody. I'm just saying I have to rebuke this spirit because I know how people are. It needs to be more normalized because it takes two parents to create a child. And if the other parent is responsible and able to do it, let the other parent step up if they want to step up. If the other parent wants the child to come and live with them a month or two or however long, let them do it. And especially with this pandemic, how the fuck was I supposed to manage that, sleeping on somebody's couch? How was I supposed to manage homeschooling when the raggedy bitch didn't even have internet in her house? She barely take care of her own fucking kids right. Her own kids ain't even doing what they supposed to do right. So how was I supposed to have my kids up in an environment like that? And even where I am now, how am I supposed to manage all of that? Do you understand when you get divorced sometimes or when you have to start all over, it takes time? See, people don't think. I left my place of residence to get married and moved overseas, sold my car, and then had to come back and start all over. Why do children need to be mixed up in that when I'm still recovering from all of that? Why do children need to be mixed up in that? There are a lot of people that have always been jealous of my freedom. Even when I had my children in the house with me, they were jealous of it. That's why the motherfuckers didn't want me to go over there in the first place. My own aunt was jealous of me most of my fucking adult life. And that bitch ain't got no kids. The one kid she got pregnant with, she went to the clinic on. So as a result of her having a dead ass, fucked up ass womb, she tries to control everybody else. There's other black women out here that as a result of them being shackled and tired, they want you to be shackled and tired. No, ma'am. No, ma'am. No, ma'am. Not this motherfucker. I've paid my dues. And when it's time, it's time. When it's time for them to come back with me, it's time. Until then, I'm not answering to nobody. So let this be a word of caution to women out there in general who have children. If you have a higher calling on you, you better be careful with spouses, lovers, partners, family members, and your children being used as a fucking shackle. Now, there's women that can juggle it all. I was juggling it all, and then I almost fucking collapsed. Almost broke down because it was getting to be too much on my body. And the attack, the witchcraft attack was too much. It was too much fucking stress. We are still human beings, understand? I don't care how spiritual a person is or how advanced or powerful they are in the spirit. You're still in a human body. And there's still things that can occur that can put you in a place where you can't operate like you should. So I had to remove them from the danger of what was going on spiritually and the environment. And they are thriving because of it. So while it might not have looked so great, or it might have seemed weird to other people why I would do that, it turned out to be a blessing, because now I'm in a position to give them more than I was ever able to give them before. So I don't regret it at all. I told God I needed a break. That's what it was. God gave me that break. I told God I needed an out. You need to open the door, because if you want me to be on this path, if you're calling me to this, you have to open a door for me to be able to do it. You have to have a pathway. Like I don't see how this is supposed to work otherwise in this environment. There were people putting magic on me so heavily where I used to live before I moved overseas. Do you understand that I could barely do my tarot readings because of it? I was just starting out too. I had tried to start my tarot readings in 2018, and the magic was so serious against me that I quit after a couple of videos. Like I think I did 3 or 4 and I quit and gave up. And I said, well, guess it ain't the time. So I just continued to study and life went on. And then the following year, I changed the channel name from Cosmic Jewel Spiritual Insight to Metaphysical Life Mastery. And then at a certain time, God said, okay, now you can put up this video. And then we'll tell you next time. We'll tell you after you put this video up when you need to put up the next one. So I put up the first video, and I think like six months went by before I put up another video. And my very first video on Metaphysical Life Mastery was The Church is Rife with Demon Worship. And I was channeling information in that video. But I had been, you know, doing astrological talks and spiritual talks even on my old channel that was in the Black Women's Empowerment, or BWE Swirl Sector, which is called Cosmic Jewels. And I still own that channel. I just took all of my content off of it. My sister was so jealous that she said, oh, you got a YouTube channel? Mom found your podcast and your YouTube. I don't know how she found it. Oh, really? You helped her find it, dumbass. And because she knew that would make me feel some kind of way, she told me that shit while I was in the women's safe home. Yeah, Mom heard all of the stuff you were saying as an additional load on my back to make me feel bad and to try to make me stop what I was doing. So in a trigger moment, I just deleted all. I just shut the channel down, which I shouldn't have done it. I shouldn't have deleted none of that stuff. I should have just deleted the swirl content, or not deleted it, but made it private, and then just gone, kept going with the channel and just took it in the spiritual direction for Black women. That's what I should have done. But that's okay, because I still have all my content saved. But she did that as a sabotage moment while I was in the women's safe home trying to get out of the fucking country away from a fucking psychopath. Okay. So I'm not going to let anybody stop me, low key or any other way. I've put in my dues. They're safe. They're happy. They're healthy with their dads. And it's going to be like that until God say different. I don't give a fuck who don't like it, because none of these motherfuckers supported me. None of them. My parents didn't do so much as send me a $5 fucking Cash App to get me a hot cup of coffee when I was laid over in JFK for 8 hours coming back into this country before they shut the fucking borders March of last year. So don't tell me about family. Okay. Strangers donated to me. My family did not help me with a fucking dime. And I will never help those sons of bitches with a funeral cost, with a goddamn flower, with a card. They won't get a goddamn thing from me. Because the years that I was doing it, they were ungrateful. When it's time for them to go out, ashes to ashes, dust to dust. Goodbye, bitch. Period. I don't give a fuck no more. And I know what people wonder how you can do that, because God helped me do it. God helped me release. Just let it go. God cut that fucking cord. That also, you know what? Got rid of that black magic too. That black magic don't touch me no more. Because I cut the fucking cords. I gave up any love and any respect that I had, because that's an energetic attachment. I gave it all up and I cut it all off. So it don't fuck with me no more. And you know why? It don't fuck with me and it don't fuck with my children, because it was affecting my children too. So now all of us is feeling good about ourselves, and all of us got our confidence back, and all of us are going to be good. Okay. I'm not going to be a niggerish black parent and have my children get 20 years old and not have nothing. And have to go out there and flip a fucking burger or fry a French fry or serve up a goddamn milkshake. And it ain't no, I'm not mad at the parents or the teens or the young or the adolescents that do that. Work ethic is good, but I'm not going to be like niggas in my family was. Niggas and niggers in my family was. That sat on their fucking money as selfish pieces of shit and swine from the pits of hell and let me struggle because they were jealous of me and because they're fucking reverse colorists, some of them, and because they're hateful and they're devil's children. I will not do it. So if my children have to stay with their dads in order for me to give them something, that's what they're going to do. Okay? All right. I don't give a fuck what nobody got to say about it, because I didn't have a mother that did that for me. They don't have no grandparents looking out for them, because all of them are narcs and sociopaths, or they're, some of them are codependent. If they're not narcs, they're toxic codependents on the narc that they're married to. So they're going to be, they're controlled by the narc. So if the narc says, don't do that, they're not going to do it. I'm not going to, you know, let them grow up and get ready to go to college and not have a car. Or if they, even if they don't decide to go to college, they go want to start their business or trade school or something, go to trade school. I'm not going to let them grow up and not have nothing. For what? And see, that's the problem in the black community. Niggas is worried about living for the weekend. Bitches was too worried about getting their hair done and buying shoes from DSW and Amazon and shoe department. And their children ain't got shit saved. Their children ain't got shit built. Their children is driving raggedy pieces of shit that break down every month, because they was worried about living for the weekend and buying Jordans and buying weaves and dumb shit. And going to the pawn shop and buying shitty ass jewelry. Shitty ass motherfucking kiosk in the mall jewelry. They can't give their children nothing. They don't have no money market to pay on death to their children. They don't have no brokerage accounts. That's the problem in the black community. So I rebuke that line of thought, and I rebuke that spirit. That spirit don't operate here. And it might be operating in these other relatives, but it don't operate here. I had to break that fucking curse. And because I broke it, now people want a piece. No. No, 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 no. The one time that I had an opportunity to have something, actually, there were a lot of times, like I've told you all about the sabotage that went into my career when I was in banking. I've told you how my mother sabotaged my career. I've told you how she sabotaged relationships. I've told you how she sabotaged college opportunities. I've told you how she sabotaged land and property opportunities. I've told you a lot of shit. Fuck her. And fuck anybody that agrees with her. A lot of the siblings don't even know the extent of what she did, because they weren't old enough to comprehend. And even now, it's from my perspective, so she can lie and tell you whatever she want to tell you. The fact of the matter is, she did it. I asked the guides and the pendulum, and I've known for years she's been doing black magic or paying somebody to do it. The pendulum always says yes when I ask if she was doing black magic. That shit ain't no motherfucking coincidence. My aunt was doing black magic on me too. Which is not my mother's sister, that's my father's sister. The bitch was always jealous. When my grandmother wanted to leave me furniture and things and jewelry, she was jealous because her mama wanted to give her granddaughter something. Come on now. Fuck all of them. You can keep your shit and die and go to hell. Shrivel up and die, all of you. And I'm not triggered. I'm just saying it like I fucking feel like saying it. God damn it. And when I say God damn it, I'm not talking about the Most High. I'm talking about, I said God damn it. God damn that shit. That's what it means. So, people put a lot, give a lot of excuses to men. For men to run off and do everything they want to do. But when it's a woman trying to do what she need to do to get shit right, oh, that's a problem. Oh, that's weird. Okay, well, that's why a lot of people aren't where they should be right now. Because of their mindset and because of how they've been conditioned. A black family that's treacherous, or a family period that's treacherous, will condition you to slave. They will whip you and beat you either with words, energy, or physically, with responsibilities. Do you understand that I was cutting grass in 100 degree heat in this South Carolina heat? A lot of y'all don't know how fucking hot and humid it gets down here in the middle of fucking July and August. A lot of y'all don't have never experienced that kind of heat. Okay, you need to ask some people about that. I was cutting grass in 100 degree heat with my condition, pushing it up, pushing the lawnmower, push lawnmower uphill while my mother sat in the cool of the house because she made me do it. And because she was too selfish to pay $35 for a man to come and cut the grass. I could have fallen out. Dehydration is a serious health risk to somebody with sickle cell. And when I kept stopping to catch my breath because I was getting short of breath, because when the air is soaked with fucking water or moisture and it's highly humid, it is hard to breathe. Especially when you have lung scarring like I do. Okay, it's hard to breathe. It's hard to perfuse oxygen when the air is just fucking dripping. That is why you see even the most conditioned Navy SEALs, Marines, Green Berets, Delta Force, when they go into the jungles, those motherfucking men be tired because of the moisture in the air and the heat. It's like working out in a fucking sauna. You will fall the fuck out. These are conditioned men, and even they have a hard time in those environments. So things, I've been mulled on long enough. Okay. Family will make you stay in that position. If your family's karmic or treacherous or however you like to term it, low vibrational, sleep, evil, whatever you want to call it. If they're not of the higher mindset, they will make you a slave like that. And they will glorify as long as you not having anything come to fruition of your heart's desires. As long as it looks like God is not, or the universe is not blessing you, they're happy. But as soon as the doors open up and you have opportunities, they're mad. You need to stop letting people run you. I don't know who that's for. You need to stop letting people run you. Because if it were up to these kinds of people, you would never have anything. A lot, like I said in my message yesterday, a lot of you don't realize just how much these people dislike you that are your so-called relatives and your parents or your guardians. You don't really, and even your friends, a lot of you don't realize how much they dislike you. You still have not seen the extent of their treachery. There's probably a ways to go. Now, if you're fortunate, you've already seen it. And if you're fortunate, it's not that bad. That's a blessing if it's not. But in my case, I've seen what it is. Okay. I've seen enough. Okay. I've seen enough. I don't need to learn no more lessons with them people. And no people like them. All right. Somebody that I used to date was doing magic so that I wouldn't be on my path. Can you comprehend that? Somebody that I used to date was stealing my abundance and my creative flow and my creative energy so aggressively. They were pulling my energy so hard that I did not have any energy to do anything except for be a mom. I didn't have no energy to do nothing creative. I didn't have no energy to start a business at back then. You know, I was trying to start, but when I would start, it wouldn't go anywhere because of this person's energy. That's the one I told you I cut off. The one that would love to come back and put 10 more swords in my back. Readings have been saying for months that this person enjoys coming in like a problem solver only to bring more problems. I don't give a fuck if they're a twin flame or not. Fuck him. He can go to hell. And I know he's going to listen. And I know his stupid bitch, Latifah Walker, is going to listen too, because the bitch stalks my page too. So fuck both of them. You chose the bitch and she got pregnant by another man. That's your motherfucking problem. You still got her in your house. Whatever happens to you and your family, you all deserve because of the things you said about me and the things they said about me. You told a lot of lies. You did a lot of blame shifting. Now everybody sees that you're the problem because you went back to a bitch that got pregnant on you not once but twice by another man. That ain't your child. We can tell by looking at the child that it ain't yours. The spirits have also said that that ain't your child. So I don't know if you've gotten a DNA test or not, but that ain't your child. That's probably why y'all are hiding. But that motherfucker was pulling my abundance too. And because he shat on the Empress, which is me, now he can't manifest and his life is going to be blocked in many different ways. And is being blocked. It keeps coming out in readings from all kinds of people. His life is fucked up now. And it's going to be fucked up. Okay? And his so-called girlfriend, whatever she is to him, that karmic bitch was doing magic against me. She still comes to my page and tries to do magic, and she tries to do stuff behind the scenes, but it keeps backfiring on her. It's not touching me. Okay? You know why else it's not touching me? It's because I cut off my fucking family, and that same ex, that dude, he would use my family to get to me. Okay? So because all of them are cut off and have been for some time, that shit don't even touch me. I've learned my lessons in that regard. That karmic cycle is closed. And so I did it not just for me, but also to protect my children. Because like I said, my children were breaking out in hives and all kind of shit was going on in that place where we used to live. There was a lot of demonic activity. And then the magic was being done against me because I could literally feel my gifts being blocked when I would do a tarot reading. Shit would be blocked to where I couldn't go further. Like, it was like stuff was being done so I couldn't see as far as I knew I could see. And that's why now I have a lot of hate. I mean, I've always had hate on me, but now it's extra hate because I broke the magic. God destroyed that shit. And I can, people see how far I can really see, and people understand how gifted I really am. And now they see, goddamn, no wonder she's been through a lot of shit, because look at the level of her gifting, and she's just starting, really, as far as on the world stage with this, you know, exposition of ministry gift, if you will, or exposition of spiritual gift. She's just really starting, and look how fucking far she can see, and look at how many things get confirmed and all of that. And, you know, this is one of the reasons why so much was done. I have a life path number 8, okay? That's a very difficult life path number. It's all about power and success, but it's also about Saturn, the teacher. And even Priestess Osset Ra Amen, shout out to her. She said she wouldn't want to have a number 8 life path number, because you have to leave your mark on the world with that life path number. Nelson Mandela had that life path number. You have to leave your mark on the world. It is an undeniable urge, okay? And everything can be taken away until you leave your mark on the world. And you see what happened with Nelson Mandela. He was imprisoned. So that was a part of his mark, though. So if me having to do my work while my kids live a little distance away, fuck it. That's what I have to do. But my life path number is also tied to, this is the last chance to get this shit done. I've been blocked in. I've been doing the work for a long time, but karmic cycles were repeating for lifetimes, and I finally broke them this lifetime. I finally broke these karmic cycles this lifetime. That's why that motherfucking twin flame, whatever the fuck he is out of here. Because I finally broke that cycle last year of him coming back over and over and over. And starting and betraying me over and over again each lifetime. I finally broke it. Same for family. I finally cut that shit. So because of that, you know, limitless blessings are going to come and are. But I'm glad that I was able to do it, no matter how it looked to other people, because my children and my descendants are going to benefit. And then other people in the world are being inspired by it, by my story or my journey and my experiences. So I'm gonna wrap this up, because I need to have something to eat, and you know, I gotta get started on some work in a little bit. But you know, it is, let me see what time it is. Five twenty-one a.m. Monday, May 10th, 2021. 5:21 on 5/2021. 5/21. That's the month and the year. And it's 5/21. So anyway, I will talk with you all. Probably won't be today, because I got a lot of work to do. Not sure if it'll be tomorrow, but either way, it'll be soon. You know, I don't go no more than a couple of days between uploads and messages, but be very careful. As a reminder, in closing, be very careful about people using, about family trying to shackle you and make you a slave. Now, those of you that have older children, that's great. One of my children, my son is 8 and my daughter's about to be, it's 12, so, you know, they're not, you know, toddlers or anything, but still, my son being a boy, he needed to spend time with his dad too. You know, part of the problem with all these gay black men in the black community is the fact that they sit up under their mamas all the time as children. Now, some people are born LGBTQIA. Others, I believe, pick up certain mannerisms and can become more effeminate, even if they're actually, if they're not LGBTQIA. And I don't have any problem with anybody who's LGBTQIA. In fact, had I stayed in Finland, one of the things that I had told my ex that I wanted to do was establish some kind of nonprofit for LGBTQIA youth, because I know a lot of them end up homeless. And that's something that my heart has always been kind of wrenched by when I see that, when I see how they get, a lot of them get kicked out of their family homes and they don't have the things that they need. So that's one thing that I know my passion will be in. And it is in, but definitely my passion will be in that area of helping LGBTQIA youth. Okay. And because the world ain't getting no better. And those of us that have an ability to exact some good change, we need to do it. The world ain't gonna get no better. This motherfucker's going downhill. It's only people like us that are holding the line. Meanwhile, there's still children being born. Meanwhile, there's still children growing up and teens growing up. Somebody got to be there. And so many of these fucking parents are so self-indulged that they're so worried about what's going on in their love life or their marriage that they don't really pay their children as much attention as they should. And if they do pay them attention, they're still very selfish. You got some parents that are very nosy and controlling, but they're still very selfish. And I grew up with that. They were in my business all the fucking time, but they were extremely selfish. Narcissists. So, whatever you're called to do in a positive way, you know, I hope that you do it. Whatever, you know, is making a difference, speaking the truth, you know, writing, whatever is making a difference, teaching people how to heal themselves, teaching people how to empower themselves, whatever it is, I hope it's something positive that you continue doing it, because this motherfucker is going downhill. Now, we got, you know, we got some 5D energy here, but still, this motherfucker's still going downhill. Okay, you got the wildlife dying, you got problems within in all kinds of different areas, you got, you know, volcanic eruptions, you got all kinds of stuff. Yes, we have cosmic energies coming to empower us, Schumann resonance, you know, plasma shock wave or CME, coronal mass ejection, whatever. Yeah, there it's coming to activate us and empower us, but it doesn't detract from the fact that the walking dead are still a presence on this motherfucking earth and are still a goddamn plague that need to be dealt with. And if you can't deal with them, then avoid them. Cut the fucking blood supply off. Period. So I'll talk to y'all later. Y'all have a great Monday, Tuesday, might be Wednesday or Thursday. If not, if I have an impromptu message and I have, you know, the green light to go ahead and bring it, then I'll bring it. But I got a lot of work, so I may be, you know, I'm probably going to have to recharge after I do all of this channeling today, but in these private sessions. But either way, and I got some other stuff to do tomorrow, but we'll talk soon. And the next time I come back, I'll have some interesting information for you with regard to what's going on astrologically, and have some more other readings for you. More cosmic influences readings will be posted. Excuse me, I kind of went in a circle because I had posted some of another type of reading in March, and those signs that I left off in March. No, the signs that I left off in March, I started with this month, March, April, and then I'll go back around and they'll be last this month. And then another series of readings will come after that, because I have to keep it, you know, I have to shake it up. I can't just do love readings. I can't just do one set type of reading. I have to shake it up and do what I'm told to do, because I get bored. And I channel a lot of different energies and, you know, hop dimensions and realms, as other people have witnessed. And so a lot of different things come through. So I can't just stick to one topic. That's just me. You know, I channel whatever they tell me to, or whatever they bring to me to transmit. And I am blessed, and I feel very grateful every day I get up to have this ability, these abilities, this gift. And It's a great responsibility, but the reason why they gave it to me is because they know I can handle it, and they know that my heart is right. They wouldn't have given it to me if I was going to fuck off with it. You know, yes, we know karmics have some things that they do, but anybody listening to me that has good sense can tell I'm not a fucking karmic. All right. So take care. Talk to you soon. We'll be right back.